others. So I want to make sure that my business is designed to allow me to pursue my life. So then if that's the case, then what are the tasks and activities that are most deserving of my attention that only I can do, that is in my zone of genius, that is
Hey everyone, this is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing one of my favorite subjects, and that's buyback through smart delegation. How does AI contribute to business growth? What are some of the repeatable processes that are essential to building a business? And how do you ensure that your team aligns with your company values? That's so bloody important. Well, welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Okay, so today we have a first-time guest and can't wait to get into the subject, but buyback time through smart delegation. Our guest is the founder of a company called Better Than Rich. He has 20 years of direct sales experience, training 5,000 plus sales reps for $19 million in revenue. He has 9 books, not just one, but 9 books in the self-help space. And he's scaled 6-figure businesses and nonprofits to be able to run without him so he can experience the freedom, whatever freedom he desires. And I talk about this a lot, just being able to get processes in place so you can do the things you want to do. He's also got a great podcast, and it's called The Better Than Rich Show, and a community called Automate, Delegate, Systemize, which I hope to join right after this podcast. Okay, we're going to be welcoming Mike Abrenowitz. And Mike, if you're new to this show, everybody's expecting me to say even the word Smith wrong. So I think I got it right. Okay, let's have a word from our sponsor. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. Okay, so let's bring in Mike. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee. And where is Mike?
I'm right here.
I like the beard.
Yours has got a bigger, a stronger game than mine, but I got a little work to do.
Hey, you know, just before the podcast started, we talked about another a charity that you founded and were involved with. It sounded awesome. But it's in Tampa, correct?
Yep. I lived in Jersey, New Jersey for 18 years and moved to Tampa for college and lived in Tampa for 20 years and started a local charity called PB&J for Tampa Bay in 2015. Where we just got a group of volunteers together to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And the first month we did 350 sandwiches. We said, let's do it again. Then we made 500 sandwiches the next month. And then the news picked up the story like 12 months later. And then articles, press releases, thousands of volunteers later, we reached 100,000 sandwiches that we provided to less fortunate. And then I offloaded it to Tyler Condon, who's continuing to run it. But when my son was born, in December, New Year's Eve of 2020, we were in the hospital with him for 8.5 months. So during that time, I was just like, yeah, I got to offload this. So Tyler took over and now he officially runs it and it's still going and still providing sandwiches less fortunate. And it's been really a great project and a passion project.
Wow. I used to live down in Tampa. I lived there for a few years back and forth. I was Canada down to Tampa, back and forth. And the one day that I decided that I was going to buy a house, there was a foreclosure. So it was in Lutz. And so I went up there and bank was there and papers were in front of me. And at the last second, I wasn't sure if I was going to be, how profitable I was going to be, whether it was worth buying a house or not. So I pushed the papers back and said, I'm not ready. 1 week later, the first hurricane in 30 years, I think, came through Tampa. And ripped the house apart, ripped it apart. Now, it's the only time I've ever, I'm usually on the other end of the fence, but it was, I got to buy a few lottery tickets.
Until you said that part, I was like, it might have been my house. I foreclosed on a house in 2008 in Lutz. I bought a house when I was 20. And by 22, before I graduated college, I actually had three rental properties. And one of those rental properties was in Lutz, and I had to foreclose on it. And
Was it on the lake?
No.
Was it an old Floridian style house?
No. Once you said it was the storm crush, it was in like a little community called Fiddler's Cove. But I was like, what? Did you pick up my foreclosed bank when I was filing bankruptcy? And so,
oh, my God.
That's so funny. Oh.
You never know. It is a small world.
Yeah, that's great. So
let's get on this topic. It's one of my favorite topics, and that's about how do you preserve time, get the best out of your business. But what I mean by best is values and just consistency. So let's talk about what you're putting together. And I guess the first time is, how do you value your time when it comes to your business?
So first and foremost, how do I define a business? My business is a vehicle for me to pursue my life. So I think it's important for me to get clarity on that first as a business owner. It's like, what's the purpose of the business? Business is a vehicle to pursue my life. Well, what are my priorities then? Priorities, well, I have a wife, I have two kids. I have my mission in life to educate, inspire, and be a force for good for myself and others. So I want to make sure that my business is designed to allow me to pursue my life. So then if that's the case, then what are the tasks and activities that are most deserving of my attention that only I can do, that is in my zone of genius, that is my proprietary knowledge that nobody else can do for me? That's what I got to spend my time in. These are the things that bring me energy. These are the things that are the highest value, revenue generating, and starting from that place. So an activity that I always like to take someone through is figuring out their target dollar per hour, just give logic to something that maybe is not as tangible. So like if somebody wanted to make $300,000 for the year, it's like, cool, how many hours do you want to exchange every week for the 300,000? Okay, let's say I want to work 40 hours a week. And it's like, cool, how many weeks a year do you want to work? There's 52, I'll take 4 weeks off. Okay, that's 48 weeks. So 48 times 40 is 1920 hours that I'll exchange for my 300 grand. Well, that's $156 an hour. Great. Now I have a value to the time. Now I have to figure out what are the tasks that are below $156 that I need to offload and buy back. And what are the tasks that are 156 and above that are in my zone of genius that I have the capacity of doing that I don't hire experts to help me with, but I can do for myself? That's where I need to spend my time. Now, it's not like I give myself a perfect score, but that's a framework that has really served me during the better part of a decade to kind of help me get to a place in 2023 where I had 9 weeks off. I was able to be away from my phone and away from technology and still run a successful business and be present with the family and have a schedule that allows me to have weekends off and evenings and mornings off and a personal day on Monday. So a fairly long response, but I think it's a really important question. So thanks for asking that, Norm. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. One of the things, I'm not sure if it was the E-Myth or back in the day, YEO, but now it's called EO. I'm not sure where I got this idea from, but I use it all the time, whatever I'm doing. And it's a task board. So I have and these are just numbers. I'm not as specific as you are, but I have a $10, $100, $1,000, and $10,000 task board. And then I set up tasks. And these are all the tasks that go under the 10, the 100, the 1,000, and the 10,000. And 10,000 is just growing the business. You know, what are those top level decisions that you have to make or tasks that you want to do? And that's how I start off. I have an org, like a company org chart. And then I assign whatever task to whatever position it is. So I find that really helpful and very visual. I've been working with Kelsey on that, and I think it really helps you understand not only the workflow, and I'll get into that in a second, But it just, and we color code it, by the way. Everything in what we do is color coded for visual. I'm a graphics guy. Give me numbers. I'm awful. You know, I know how to read like a financial statement, but I'd rather not. You know, it's just not my bag. But the other thing I want to ask you about this, your system, you've got this dollar, or you've got the board that we were just talking about. And then is it a policy that you create, an SOP that's built into the policy, workflows, templates? How do you do this?
So I broke it down for me is called the Time Rich Six. And those six is number one is boundaries. Number two is communication guidelines. Number three is systems. Number four is playbooks. Number five is team. And then number six is tech. And it goes in that order. And I'll go through that real quick as just a quick overview. And then we could camp and park wherever it makes sense. But number one is boundaries. It's like, what are the priorities? What am I doing for my business? Like I mentioned, so what's most important and how can I draw boundaries around it? So I know what is considered out of bounds. For example, what is out of bounds? If someone calls me at 11 p.m. at night and asking me a question about my business, it's out of bounds. But if I don't have that clearly, explicitly defined for myself and others, that's a problem on me as the owner. So what are the boundaries? Then number two, that lines up with what are the communication guidelines? What deems an email versus a text versus a voice memo versus a live call versus a Zoom meeting? So it's how can I have explicit communication guidelines on how prospects, clients, and team, and like talent, how do I want them to all communicate with me? So I'm not, so I'm protecting my attention. So my attention is going towards proactivity versus reactivity or distraction. So communication guidelines. Then it goes to systems. The systems are we define a system at Better Than Rich as a series of processes, policies, and technologies that aid in the goal of the business. So we want to build systems, which are processes, if-then statements for the four pillars of business: attract, convert, onboard, retain. And that's attracting clients or talent, converting clients like sales or talent in hiring, onboarding client and talent, or retaining clients and talent like referrals, lifetime value, or retention of clients to avoid turnover. So every part of those four parts of business have a series of if-thens, a bunch of if-thens. Those systems are what we want to create processes for. And then we back those systems with number four, which is playbooks, SOPs, standard operating procedures, documentation, recordings, camcorder method, Loom videos, all of the documentation. So that way the team can execute those plays. And that's the delegation. That's virtual assistants. That's your staff. That's your talent. And I really love Dan Martell's book, Buy Back Your Time. It's one of my favorites. I know you mentioned E-Myth. I love the E-Myth. But when I read Buy Back Your Time, it blew my mind because Dan Martell has simplified what it means to delegate. And I love his 10-80-10 principle. I do 10%. The middle 80% is done by someone else. And then I do the last 10%. I also love his philosophy that 80% done by someone else is 100% awesome. And I also love his philosophy on a replacement ladder of admin, marketing, client success, and like fulfillment, getting those offloaded first and then sales and then leadership. So that way I could buy back my time on the lower value tasks and protect the high value tasks. I love his content there, but that's the team. And then the tech, what is the technology that that team is going to be installing for like a learning management software, project management software, CRM? Like what are they using, like Go High Level or ClickUp or, you know, internal communication like Slack, all the technology that's going to support them. So boundaries, communication guidelines, systems, playbooks, team, and tech. That's the Time Rich Six that has helped me be able to buy back my time and be able to have a protected space to work on the business versus in the business, and also be intentional when I'm working in the business.
So with everything that you just talked about, that could be divided up into a bunch of different podcasts. And probably that's why you have a podcast. But is there somewhere, and we weren't going to get into this, but I'm so curious about what you just talked about. Where can I find out more information? Is it on a site? Have you written, I know you've written six books, but is it in one of those books? Is it a course?
It's a good question. Right now, they could go to betterthanrich.com/90-day-plan. The biggest thing that I'm doing right now is I'm still curating market research of what the marketplace needs. The short of this is I was 20 years in direct sales, running my office for Cutco Cutlery and Vector Marketing. And I briefly mentioned that my son was born at 1 pound, 4 ounces. We were in the hospital with him for 8.5 months. And during that circumstance, my direct sales office and business ran without me, but still yielded 6 figures in revenue and profits without me there. So when we got into the hospital, my wife became a full-time medical mom, and I had to replace, or I chose to replace, her $80,000 a year income from her corporate position. So I called my business coach and I asked him, I said, do you think we could teach other business owners on how to buy back our time and how to get freedom from our businesses? And this was September 10th, 2021. So September 10th, 2021, he said, let's find out. So that was the birthplace of Better Than Rich, where we went to the marketplace to figure out how could we help business owners buy back time with our like methodology that I created inside my business. And now we've helped hundreds of business owners by installing AI-powered virtual assistants into their business. And we have an agency for that. And we have curriculum and courses and coaching around how we do that as well with our operator to owner program. But we're still flushing a lot of that out right now through market research of what does the marketplace need and what does the marketplace want from us. And what we're finding is a lot of these busy, overwhelmed entrepreneurs is they want a lot of done for you, but they don't want to pay a premium for done for you. So it's like, I want done for you, but I really don't want to pay a lot of money for done for you, but I definitely don't want to do it myself because I'm too busy to do it myself. So it's a really interesting dance that we're playing with right now. So we have a done for you with a virtual assistant agency for the low value tasks, but for some of the expert stuff like systems and flow charts and critical thinking and strategy, that's what I'm spending my time on right now. So right now I'm doing market research with free 90-day delegation planning sessions at betterthanrich.com/90-day plan to curate this info and add value to the marketplace. So I can have something that is very done for you, but priced in a way that can have somebody do it themselves through like ChatGPT, through detailed prompts, through smart AI delegation. So that's a very long answer, but that's where I'm at right now in this season.
You know, there's a lot of smaller and intermediate Amazon sellers that listen to the podcast, and they're probably stuck in this dilemma. And I talked about, you know, I have to read a financial statement. If you can't read a financial statement, if you don't know your numbers, you're not going to go very far. So even though I don't like it, I got to do it. Same thing here. If people are going to go for the done for you model, or where should they start? Like, you're a small seller, you don't have a lot of money, or maybe you're selling, you know, $10,000 to $50,000 a month. That's still considered a smaller seller. How do you get into this game, and can you lay out sort of a workflow for them?
Sure. The number one thing is we need to know that there's a demand in the marketplace for whatever it is that they're selling. So my example is my business partner said, let's find out what does the marketplace need. We said, well, let's put on an event. And the event was in Mexico. It was a retreat, 20 people. And it was Find Your Purpose. That was the big event. So we did it. We sold 20 tickets, $5,000 a pop. It was awesome. They got a ton of value from it. And we're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give them fulfillment and purpose. That's what business owners need. On the other end of that event, we were like, cool, what else can we offer to them? And they're like, I can't buy anything else from you because I got to go back to my business to work, really, to work so I can have more money and more time so I can feel the fulfillment. So they're like, shoot, okay, let's do another event. So we did another event called Business Systems Mastery. Did the same thing, filled the space, 20 people, $5,000 a pop. And it was all under the umbrella of business systems. On day three of the event, I asked them, I said, I already had a team of like 12 or 13 virtual assistants working for me. And I said to the group, I said, if my virtual assistants did work for you, would that be valuable? And they're like, hell yeah. I said, cool, I'll do a beta test. Let's just try it out. And I said, I'll do this with 5 of you. 10 raised their hands, so I let 10 of them in. 10 of them used my virtual assistants to do tasks for them. That was the birthplace of our now 60 to 70 clients that use our virtual assistant team for doing their delegation, from inbox management, calendar management, social media management, podcast production. Everything they do for me is what they do for our 60 to 70 clients now. But it came from, let's find out. So for somebody that's listening, we need to know that there's demand for whatever your product or service is, because if we said purpose and fulfillment is what the marketplace needs, we're going to go in that direction and just stayed there because that's what we thought and the marketplace was selling us something different, then we would probably, I don't know if we'd be out of business, but we'd be struggling. Where right now we're going to do seven figures this year. Last year we grew, we went from $200,000 our year one to $600,000 last year in year two. And this year we're pacing towards seven figures in our third year because we're willing to have a let's find out approach and making sure that there's a demand before we're like spending tons of resources, time, money, and energy creating something that maybe the marketplace wants or doesn't want.
All right. Well, we're already at the bottom of the hour, which I really can't believe. But if this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, the bottom of the hour, we usually talk about the top of the hour, which is Wheel of Kelsey. And every podcast, we give away a special prize, either from the guest or from ourselves. And if you're interested in joining, it's hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people, you get a second entry. And Mike, what's the giveaway today?
So we did a mini course that we put together. It's 5 hours of content paired with 125 pages in a workbook and a free complimentary coaching session with myself, where the topics in this course and in this workbook is how to build an automation using Zapier, how to properly delegate and offload tasks to a virtual assistant, how to build an org chart, like you mentioned, how to actually build one of those, how to build flow charts and using if-then statements, how to do ChatGPT prompts. There's a whole section of 25 of the best prompts for ChatGPT. It's a very well done course that's behind the scenes, behind the paywall. But I wanted to give that away because I do believe that it would be extremely valuable for someone that wants, that is in a season of business that they're like, damn, all right, I'm willing to invest 5 hours of my time to learn and work on my business. And I'll offer, again, a complimentary coaching session paired with it and along with the 125-page workbook as well. So if somebody would love to take me up on that, I'd love to offer that as a gift. We value that. I don't know, we don't even sell it right now. It's just rolled into some of our other offers. I think people would be willing to pay upwards of $1,000 for something like that. I'd love to give that to somebody.
That's fantastic. What a great gift. So if you're interested in this awesome gift for or giveaway for Wheel of Kelsey, hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag two people, you'll get a second entry. Now, I might as well go into our live read, Kels. This is going to be for Seller Basics. All right, here we go. Hey, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian, which is $99 per month, or with code NORM, $89 a month. Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. There's no long-term contracts, and you can cancel with just a month's notice. You can view Seller Basics as your Amazon account's health plan, and you can check them out at sellerbasics.com. Now for the fun stuff. Here's the disclaimers. Seller Basics isn't an insurer or a law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary, and membership is needed before events leading to claims. Oh, yeah, terms apply. Okay, now we can head back to Mike. All right. Man, that giveaway is awesome.
Thanks.
It really is.
Kelsey pulled my arm. He's just like, we could give something on our own. But, you know, I was like, well, I'm already doing these free 90-day delegation planning sessions because they're helping me. But I also want to help others as well through this delegation plan. What else is unique that I can give? So Kelsey really drew that out of me. So I appreciate that.
All right. And that, since we started talking about AI, just through that description, you know, how does AI contribute to business growth?
Well, since it's, I mean, we're talking maybe like 15 to 16 months we're in where it's public facing. It's like hard for me to even remember life before AI. Like it's crazy. Like, so for me, ChatGPT, the prompts, the input in versus to create the output out is really important for me to continue to refine and continue to learn and continue to grow in specifically with AI. So from a strategy standpoint, I'm obsessed. I use it all the time. But for my team, for smart delegation, one of the things that I have done is I've trained my AI in my tone, how Mike Abramowitz speaks, what is my writing style. I trained
I really screwed up your name.
It's okay. You did great. I trained, so the AI knows how to write like and speak like Mike Abramowitz. It knows how to write for my avatar, which is what I call a Henry, high earner, who's not time rich yet, who owns a business and has a family, so knows how to write for Henry, which is my target avatar, and also understands my brand, which is time rich under the umbrella of better than rich. So by me training that AI on those three pieces, the brand, the avatar, and then me, my virtual assistant team can now comment as me, can write social media content as me, can respond to emails as me, in my tone towards the avatar that I want to write for, representing the brand. But it took me a decent amount of energy and time and intentionality to get it to that point where it's dialed in. But that's one example of a use case. Another example of a use case is getting on podcasts. I've been featured and guested now on 46 completed. I have 24 more ahead of me, and it's a total of 70 since September. So I set a goal in September to get on 100 shows. So by using AI to create and using virtual assistants paired, so it's not just the AI, it's human powered. It's AI powered with humans to find podcast hosts that are in the niche that I could add value to, listening to the episodes very efficiently and effectively, giving a rating and review on those posts effectively and efficiently, authentically in that same writing style, in that same tone, emailing that host, and then arranging the appointment, all through human-powered and AI-powered delegation as an example. Same thing with prospecting, sending out messages on social media, LinkedIn and Facebook in that same tone, finding prospects that I want to market to and connect with, that Henry avatar, if they have a certain profile, like a couple of their posts, comment on a couple of posts as me, and then send them an authentic message to engage with them as me and source responses. And then when they respond, send me screenshots of the response, and I'll tell you how I would want to respond if it's not in this templated, common 80% type of responses that most people might respond with, so I can source prospects and engagement that way. These are just several use cases right off the top of my head on how I'm pairing humans with AI to have smart delegation that can buy back my time, because I want to spend my time on the high value activities. I want to be with my family. My high value activity is my son is now 3. We just had a daughter who's 3.5 months old, right? Like, that's what I want to protect my time for. I don't want to be on scrolling on social media and like being all over the place. I want to be where I can be, which is on podcasts like this and on coaching calls and you know, market research calls and in strategy. So I have a team of probably 14 or 15 people doing this for me, as me, just not by me.
Are you ever worried? Because I've seen this happen. I've just gone through my feed and I go, oh, that's AI.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Did this guy see what he just wrote? Are you ever worried about that when you hand off something to your social media VA that the posts go through wrong and they give the wrong message?
At first I was like, really, it was off-putting. You know, I was like, oh my gosh. But here's the thing people will learn about me. If somebody knows me well, they will know what my priorities are. My priority is I've moved past how people view me. I am now okay being viewed as the guy who uses smart delegation, which is really important because I have 9 books. I provided 100,000 meals. I've walked across fire with Tony Robbins 7 times. I've lived my authentic truth, where now social media is a shit show anyway. This is my lens. There's not a lot of truth on social media anyway. It's like people posting this facade of what they want to be the truth. And I'm just playing the game where I'm leveraging a tool to grab people's attention, add value to them. My posts are adding value to them, but I want to grab their attention so I can get on a Zoom meeting with them and then allow them to, you know, feel my presence. But everything that's in the marketplace, like in the social media realm, to me, it's just the game. So I just play the game. Do I want it to sound like a bot? No, that's why I train the AI to make sure it's not sounding like a bot. Has there been slip-ups? Sure. So I do have a team that goes and audits it to make sure it's good. But that was part of the inspiration of me doing this 100 speaking engagements to capture as much of my voice in the marketplace and reach as many audiences as possible so they could feel it. Because if I'm a family man with a business, what do I care more about? Do I care more about how somebody is going to view a post on social media? Or do I care about how my son and daughter know that I'm there and present with them as much as possible, that my wife knows and feels my empathy for what it means to be a medical mom? That's what's important to me. And I demonstrate that by helping people see, use AI to buy back your time. And you could do it in an authentic way. But just make sure that we're avoiding the distraction and reaction that social media creates. My goodness, it was just like impeding on my psyche with some of the stuff that's happening in the social media. So I deleted it from my phone. It's just like it was more of a detriment to me than it was helping. So I just use it as a tool now.
Okay. Now you were talking about delegating to your VAs and then supercharging it through AI. But how do you get, or how do you ensure that your team aligns with your company values? I mean, this is all fast paced. So I'm very curious about this.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand the question. How do I make sure my team is aligned with the company values? Was that the question?
Yeah, because everything's coming so quick, so fast, AI generated. How do you not delegate, but how do you get the team on board with the company values?
So right now we have a team, my business partner and I, we have about 35 to 40 person staff that we have between offshore and stateside. And one of the things that we do when we onboard them, one of the questions we immediately ask them, what does it mean to them to be better than rich? And that's our ethos of our brand. It's beyond, it's the fulfillment. It's the being present. It's beyond the 3X freedom. Don't get me wrong. Time, location, money, freedom is rich. And then what's better than having 3X freedom is being emotionally present with what's in front of us. So we make sure that we're bringing them into the ethos of our brand, and our mission is to help business owners buy back their time so they could reinvest that time to what matters most to them. So we're bringing them into the ethos of our brand. And then when someone's going to do work for us, like today I was onboarding someone new, I had this conversation with Anna. I said, I want you to know about me, and here's how you're going to know about me. I'm going to be curious about you. Tell me a little bit about your family. Tell me a little bit about what your goals are. That's how I want my team to feel when they're doing work. Because I said to her, I said, you're representing me, and my AI does a good job, but you're going to be using the AI to be me. So it's got to be curious. It's got to be authentic. That's one of the biggest gifts that I've brought to the marketplace is my authenticity. But now I'm able to teach AI and teach another human across the world to still be authentic Mike Abramowitz to someone who's never met me, but it's 80% done. It's not 100% Mike. It's an 80% version of Mike, but 80% done by someone else is 100% awesome, according to Dan Martell. So that way I could be in all places, but really be present with my highest valued self. It's a really good question, Norm. I can't speak on behalf. This is not going to be connect with every single person. It's just for me at this chapter of life, after being in the hospital with our son for 8.5 months, for going through our journey where I'm at as a family man, to be able to go on a 3-week road trip with my family and not need my cell phone at all and still create $12,000 in profits without me there and still help 60 clients without me there. That is fulfilling, and I want more people to experience that. So the people that I'm talking to right now are those that have similar goals and similar initiatives as me, but someone who's a solopreneur in the grind season of life where they're just working their ass off like I was in my 20s, and I was single and I could just like eat ramen and didn't care about it, like it didn't matter. It's just a different season. That's just the season that I'm in, and that's the avatar I'm serving. But if it's someone in that grind season where I was, highly recommend that person to do everything, because you need to prove to the marketplace who you are as an authentic human first. I've just already done that for the last 20 years of my life. So those who know me, they understand where my heart is. And those that don't know me, they get an 80% version of that with a human that's using my AI. Hope that helps.
That does help. And I know we both have to leave a bit early today, but one of the things I was curious about were Amazon sellers or e-com sellers. If you were to just take a very broad overview of Amazon sellers, is there an action list or a hit list, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 different items that we should be looking at to improve our business?
It's a good question. And I want to make sure that, because I sold my books on Amazon. I reached bestseller status with Amazon and using KDP and the Kindle Publishing. But like, if there was, I don't know if I'm qualified to necessarily answer that question, Norm. I would be doing a disservice if I even said like, yeah, these are the things that I would focus on if you want to sell more on Amazon.
Well, how about we do this? If you're, because all Amazon sellers, even though a lot of them don't believe this, they're entrepreneurs.
Okay.
So let's switch the question to, as an entrepreneur, you're a newer entrepreneur, what's an action list that some of the newer entrepreneurs should be looking at?
Now I can answer that question. Okay. So my action list would be what I do in my delegation plan. So if you don't choose to take me up on that free delegation plan, this is what I would walk you through. Number one is figure out what your time is worth. So that's step one. Number two, what are all the lower value tasks that you could potentially delegate to someone else? What are under $25 an hour tasks? How can you list all of those out for your business? Then number three, what are the higher value tasks that, like, if you had the time, these are the things you would focus on. So then you say, if this is what I would focus on, number four would be, what are the outcomes that would be created from my focus? Then number five is the needs. Needs. What are the tasks that I must get off my plate? And what are the tasks that if somebody else was doing would create an environment for me to be able to sit in my focus? Dollar per hour, low value tasks, high value tasks, focus, outcomes, and then the needs question of the tasks that are either draining my energy or attention or bank account, or tasks not getting done. If they did get done, it would add more value to my business.
That's a great answer. Thank you. So any listeners that are listening, check out Better Than Rich. And the Better Than Rich podcast. Mike, contact information.
That's the best place to get at. The cat's out of the bag. You know that, you know, if you go to my social, it might be my virtual assistant, but betterthanrich.com/90-day plan literally gets you on my calendar. That's my Calendly that's right there. And, you know, that's the best place to actually hang out with me on Zoom for 30 to 40 minutes and just support you as a business owner. So that's a big focus for me right now.
All right. So we have approximately 15 to 30 seconds for you to enter the giveaway today. It's a fantastic giveaway. So just hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag two people, you'll get a second entry. And just a consult alone. Just the consult alone is worth this. So if you've been listening to Mike today, he knows his stuff. And I love processes. So I'm there. I might even just go in and enter the Wheel of Kelsey today myself. So, okay. So Kels, let's do start, scale, exit, repeat. And then we'll get right back to the wheel. All right. As you know, if you've been a loyal listener, my buddy wrote a book called Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. He's had some incredible wins. He's had some incredible losses. And he documents it all in this book. And by the way, it's about systems, which is kind of cool. So Mike, you got to check this book out. So my friend, Colin Campbell, wrote this book. It's been on Amazon now for a few months. It's hit at number one in about 15 categories over that time period. And the way that he does this is really special. He breaks up each module, start, scale, exit, repeat, into four sections. And that it starts with story, people, money, and then systems. Each time that you go from start to scale to exit, repeat, you need to repeat those. There's different things. It's like crossing the chasm. I don't know if you've ever read that book, but you have to graduate to get to the next module. And he breaks it up into submodules or subsections in this book. It's a great reference book for entrepreneurs. And it's also got about 200 interviews in with some of the top entrepreneurs and business people out there. So it's Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. You can buy it on Amazon or it's on Audible. All right, let's go to the wheel.
It's time for the Wheel of Health.
Alrighty, so thank you everyone for entering today's Wheel of Kelsey. I'm going to shuffle these up and let's see who today's winner is. If you are the winner, please email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. And it looks like it is Cool Hand.
All right.
Cool Hand. Can't wait to hang out with you.
Very good. Luke's a cool guy. I'm sure he's going to learn a lot from you.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here.
Lunch with Norm.